And how's that working for you, Lydia?
It's working pretty well. Even for customers I had prior to the new system, I do have the file cards on them, and I do keep that for the past information. But for current information, I am finding it easier to just click on their name before I give them a call or send them an email, go to the notes section to see what communications we've had back and forth more recently.
Thanks. Does everybody understand where that's at? And how to use it? So that's one of the new features of the website and the system. You have the opportunity to type in notes and pull up your customers. Shekka does a great job, too, is when you log in for your day, every day there's information on maybe who you might want to follow up with, if you have new members, who you might want to send a welcome to, people on auto ship, people who've given you access to your account. Shekka's loaded all kinds of information in there, and new details come up every day. So I think logging in there every single day for sure. And then it's just quick, right? You could send a text, you can make a phone call, or you can send an email right there from your back office. I'm going to call it the home screen or your My Business.
Great.
Okay. So thank yous. I think that's another way to offer outstanding customer service, making sure that we give some sort of a recognition to our customers. I choose to do something every single month. My customers know that about me. I love to send fun, sometimes silly, sometimes hopefully always useful, gadgets of some sort or an email or a phone call. So as an example, this month, our local Michaels had these super cute little sticker books that had butterflies and bumblebees and Welcome Spring stickers, and they were pages that were you could rip out. It was like a little spiral notebook of stickers, individual pages, and they fit right into a thank you card. So Thinking Spring was a little, and I said share, some spring with some of your friends or family, because obviously there's quite a few stickers on there. So that was just something kind of fun. I also will be sending out for this spring, every year I've been doing this for a long time, milkweed plants. So for me, I'm very passionate about the environment and native plants and plantings that were here years ago. And I have attracted a lot of people on my team who have the same philosophy. So I'm encouraging them to send out milkweed seeds. And I hooked up with a company that will even print my picture and put it inside the little seeds. If you think of a realtor, they do a great job of offering all kinds of freebies and incentives, and they usually have their photo on it. So offering people the opportunity to see your face several times is also helpful, because for a lot of us, we maybe meet our customers once, sometimes only online with the way things are nowadays. So giving them something with your photo on it, sending them a business card, or putting a business card in with whatever thank you note that you might be sending out is also another idea. One year I made magnets with my business cards. You can buy those magnet strips at a office supply store, and it fits your business card, and everybody, I think I put a fun little note in there, just, looking to stay connected, or people love little, at least a lot of my customers do, little kind of puns or funny little things, so I'll add a little note in there. But I always thank them for their order and just wanted to offer up a little gift is something that I'll say. So thank yous, I think, are super important. That can certainly be done in the form of a card, a call. I know Jennifer loves to send out the mini product guides and also the nutrition and you books on occasion to good customers. So just think that through. Does anybody have any comments about sending thank yous or gifts?
Those are super ideas. We have money plants in the back, and we always have an abundance of seeds from them. Wouldn't it be cute to have like a money plant seed, just send that out and with a cute little message?
It's adorable. That's perfect. And that all makes sense, right? The money and the green and the Shackley, you could definitely find something to create and send that out. Good idea. Shackley does a great job of offering us the opportunity to send gifts as well. So we can choose to send products or catalogs with customers' orders. So there is an option to do that in your back office. Take advantage of that. And then Shackley is always offering some type of a discount for the last couple of years. Every month they pick some type of a theme. This month they're offering there's a couple different specials that are going on. They're planting trees, of course, with the Get Clean. That's something that we've always done, but they're really kind of promoting that. The skincare program, if you buy one of the regimens, you're going to get both of the clay mask and the rejuvenating mask. And then there are always specials continually going on with the health print as well. So there, for people who purchase the suggestion at the end of the health print, they can get free membership, free shipping, and a free cleanse kit too, I think. So really a great way to introduce customers to come in through that health print. It's really kind of a no-brainer, right, because they fill out the information, and at the end there's some suggestions, and if they go ahead and jump on that, and they may need some coaching through that, but when they if they come in that way, there's some really great incentives. And that is offering outstanding customer service, because if someone says, you know, what's the best way for me to become a member, you know, you can offer the option to come in through the health print, and they're going to see all the things that they're going to get. All right, how about connecting on social media? I know that's not for everyone, but for a lot of our customers, they are on social media, on one, you know, on Facebook or on Instagram or maybe one of the other apps or tools that you might be using. Connecting with people on social media, I have definitely found it really helps to add that additional level of building the relationship. And people love to put out on social media, you know, things that might be happening in their life. And it's just another way for you to stay connected, and you certainly don't have to respond so that everyone reads or respond at all, but it just kind of keeps you in the know with them. And then there's always the option to private message or take it even offline if you have their contact information, and just give them a buzz and just say, hey, I saw you got that promotion at work, just wanted to say hello, or whatever the relationship might be at that level with that person. Just staying connected.
Can I add a couple pieces, Denise? On that?
Please do.
It's Teresa. I love the social media to build the client relationships and help with customer service, because you're seeing what's going on with them, obviously making comments about what's happening in their life. But when I follow up with phone call messages, a lot of times I'll incorporate social media into my phone messages. So I may say, oh, hey, Jackie, it was great to see you at the wedding on, you know, social media, or I saw your pictures on Facebook for the wedding. You guys look so great. Hope everything's well. You know, so sometimes I'll actually incorporate what I saw on social media into the phone call message that I'm leaving for them. Just depends on the month. I rotate on that. Sometimes it's strictly just a product I'm talking about, but other times I'll let them know that I saw what's going on in their social media. It helps to build a relationship. Or like you mentioned, private messaging, hey, you looked really great in that dress, or what's going on with the allergies, right, because they'll be complaining about something. It's a great way to stay in their lives. If you use it the right way. And what I mean by that is, I was just going to add, and what I mean by that too is, on your end, you have to remember you're walking your talk. So therefore, I do match up with all my customers, but I also make sure that I'm not posting anything that doesn't walk the talk of health and wellness on my social media. Because, again, your customers are watching you. So anyway, sorry, I can go on and on about that subject.
No, I appreciate that. Does anybody have any questions? Teresa is fantastic at posting on social media. I don't always recommend that we follow each other, just because of customer reasons, but if you did come across her page and see, she is posting that she's networking, that she's met with customers. Her customers are constantly reaching out to her, Teresa, I want to try that product. So I appreciate you sharing that, because I know that you really do walk the talk in this area. So if anybody has any quick questions for Teresa, feel free to ask them now.
Hey, Teresa, this is Sue from Baldwin. How are you?
Good, Sue.
Good.
What's going on?
Nice to hear your voice again. Oh, we have snow. What can I say? I wondered about what you were just talking about here, posting what you're doing. Are you doing this on your regular page or on your business page?
So I have a few things that I do. So I have a business Facebook page. I also, obviously, most of us all have, you need to have a personal page, so I have that. And then I also have a customer private Facebook group where all my customers are in there. And there I'm strictly posting health tips and sharing more and educating them about Shaklee. I will share things off of my business page onto my personal page because there's a bunch of people that have not followed my business page, and so I will share things there. But then what I try to do is most of my, you know, I'm trying to think maybe every once a week, twice a week. Now, I don't do a lot on Shaklee where some people are every couple of days. I follow sort of the 80-20 rule. But I try to show ways that I'm incorporating Shaklee into my life. So it may not be, sometimes there's a direct post like, hey, check out this turnaround of somebody who's lost weight. But a lot of times it will be posts like I'm doing a meeting at Starbucks with a customer. So I might take a picture of the catalog and the customer and I, and that we're having a good time while we're out. I do post when I'm at networking events. Maybe if I'm having an energizing tea or something like that, I will post a picture of the tea. So, you know, you're sort of doing some of those hidden messages also about how you're using the products. I don't know if that helps you.
But where are you posting those things then, on your business page or on your regular personal page?
So I'm doing both. So on my business page, those are direct comments. So what I mean by direct is on my business page, I'm actually using a lot of the pieces that you can find in your Shaklee back office that Shaklee has put together with the social media post. And so on my business page, you can be very direct. And what I mean by that, people are following that to hear about Shaklee. So all of our majority of my posts are all about Shaklee on my business page because that's why you're there. On my personal page, I'm mixing business and pleasure, obviously. Like yesterday, I had some cardinals that were tapping on my window. So I posted pictures of the cardinals. I'm not going to make it all Shaklee on that, right? Maybe every four
right.
days or 5 days I post something on Shaklee. But what you've got to think about with social media is you don't want to do push marketing. You want to do pull marketing. And what I mean by that is when we post things that say buy, 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 we're pushing people away. When we're saying things like, hey, I really feel great today because I'm taking my energy tea, it's creating curiosity, and we're pulling them in. So then they want to know more about what we're doing because we're not pushing. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
Sure.
Good stuff. I do know that we share social media in an upcoming call in the next coming Monday morning. So hopefully Teresa will be on there because she is a wealth of information. And I really do believe that that offers outstanding customer service. It shows that we are authentic. It shows that we are really walking our talk. And then as Teresa mentioned, just to touch back on that real quick, when customers or potential customers are posting information, you have an opportunity to reach out and share. And I always like to take things offline instead of saying right in their comment, maybe if they're looking for a suggestion, you know, I like to kind of take that offline. You'll notice that people will get all kinds of suggestions if they're looking to lose weight or whatever their comment might be. So I kind of like to make it more personal.
I agree with you, Denise. I think that's a great way. You don't want to be getting in a big conversation when people are just posting a whole bunch of stuff. I think a private message is so much better. But yeah, we can talk about this. So look, I did a little teaser for you guys in a few weeks.
Appreciate that. All right, so let's see. We have a few minutes left here, so I'm just going to do a quick review. We talked about, obviously, the topic today is offering outstanding customer service. We talked about phone calls and follow-up. We talked about taking notes. We talked about thank you notes and cards, whether that is a snail mail, a phone call, sending out gifts, or sharing gifts through Shaklee. Don't forget to also share the discounts that Shaklee's offering or the specials that they might be offering for the month. The customers will really love to take advantage of that. Connect with your customers or potential customers on social media. Working through your members, don't forget to do your follow-ups, so your new member orientations. Work through all the pieces, getting down to the point where you're meeting with them or at least talking with them to see their find out their interest. And then after you go through all of those steps, remember to stay in contact every 6 months to every year at least, or however you feel like that relationship needs to be worked on. Invite them to events. We didn't talk about this, but there we have customers, a lot of us do, in other states and areas. So if you stay up to date with where Jennifer's at, and she shares that every week in the Shaklee News that she shares, Shaklee's doing events in other places, so people who might be in other states might be interested in attending an event. Certainly coming out to Vegas is a lot of fun. We've had a lot of customers come just because of maybe where the Shaklee events might be for the conferences or the entertainment, the guest speakers. So don't underestimate inviting your customers, even if they're not interested in the business, to the events that Shaklee has every summer. And then, let's see, share, make sure that you're doing return phone calls. A lot of our customers will reach out to us looking for questions. We want to answer those questions or stay up on that, like ASAP. The way the world works now, people want answers right away, and when someone reaches out because they can't get their auto ship working or, you know, something might not be, they can't find a product, maybe they're still navigating the new website, they almost want instantaneous response. So let's make sure that we're offering that. People want, you don't want somebody to not purchase something because they can't get through the website or whatever questions that they may have had aren't answered. So let's stay on top of that. Use the follow-up in the back office. That was great information from Lydia. I appreciate that. It's a good reminder that Shaklee's doing a great job of really offering outstanding customer service as well and helping us in that arena. So go check that, your My Business back office piece every single day. There's people that you might want to follow up with, and that Shaklee makes it super quick. And then, as Lydia mentioned, you can also find your individual customers on there and write notes as well. So that was just a really quick overview of everything we talked about. I'm sure there's other ways to offer outstanding customer service. What did we miss? Or any other tips, suggestions? How about some things that you're all doing?
Sometimes it's good to just send a birthday card or something like that, or if someone has had a death in the family, maybe even a death of a pet, to let them know you care.
Yes. Great, great tip. So keeping maybe some cards on hand, even blank ones, if you, you know, can't find an assortment for whatever reason, or if you have time to stop and get one. I think that personal touch is so important. I love that.
I'm just going to add, no matter what you choose to do, make sure you're consistently doing something every month, because I think consistency is one of the big keys with it.
Great tip.
This is what I was going to mention.
Oh, yeah.
If you get to know your client's hobbies and you happen to have a similar hobby, or if you come upon a local event that they may be interested in, I always send things like that to them as well so that they know you're interested in them as a whole person.
Love that. And you possibly might get to know them better, right, if you end up at the same events and you share some of the similar like you said, talents, or you want to learn a new talent of some sort, then you might even get to know them better. I love that.
Denise, going back to follow-up, I tend to keep a spiral notebook, and I'm making all these notes when I'm talking to people, and I, for a long time, had multiple spiral notebooks with random notes in them, but they're perforated. So what I did is I created a A through Z file. I have the recipe box one, but I have a bigger one in a three-ring binder. So I have the A through Z, and I pull those pages out, and I throw it behind their name. So when I do call for the follow-up, I'll have that too. So if it's someone that I have a lot of notes on, I can review that before I call them.
Great idea.
I tend to be long-winded on my notes.
But I like the sticky note idea because I didn't think of the sticky note.